Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're visiting with Theresa Kane, who is an author, speaker, entrepreneur, and technology executive with over 15 years overseeing global product and user experience teams. Theresa has diverse experience leading product management, product design, research, strategy, and innovation for digital solutions, and as a consultant for startup technology firms. She is the author of Solving Problems in 2 Hours. And Theresa, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So your book, Solving Problems in 2 Hours, promises to help companies save thousands of dollars and get ahead of the competition. Can you explain a few ways how this is done?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. So ultimately, with this process, there is a lot of history around concepts with design thinking and design sprints. So many technology organizations have been using these different perspectives to really be able to accelerate ideas and get features out to customers. And there's a really popular concept that came out in 2016 by Google Ventures and Jake Knapp and really a few other team members from Google. And they created the concept of a 5-day design sprint. And so ultimately, that was, about 7 years ago, right? So technology organizations have been, kind of failing on this process, mine included, including many of the startups I've worked with. And so I came up with a method that ultimately allows organizations to really be able to test concepts and get them out to users quicker, saving both time and money. But also, you don't need third-party consulting firms to come in and run this for you. Anyone at the organization can run it, whether you are as big as Google or you are a startup.
And that is certainly some tremendous news right there. Now, in chapter 2, you write about how this process can solve any problem. Can you explain a little bit more how that is done as well?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. So I've been running this model before I put the book out. I've been running this process for a little over 3 years, and actually right around the time the COVID pandemic hit. And a really good time for this process in that everyone went remote, and a lot of organizations really needed a way to be able to collaborate and ideate on innovation for roadmaps and new features. And it's interesting. So I've had the opportunity to coach over 300 organizations the last 3 years on this concept. And one of the things that it started doing was kind of bleeding outside of tech. So I have worked with some schools and teachers on problems. I've worked with many organizations where they're not really focusing on a technology problem. And so the concept of solving problems in 2 hours really allows any organization or school or really any professional to be able to take a problem and during those 2 hours be able to explore what's going on and come to a solution at the end of it. And so this has been an interesting experience in really allowing it to be valuable outside of tech and into other areas of business.
Yet another question for you, Theresa. What are the advantages of 2-hour design sprints?
Sure. So ultimately, some really big key advantages. I talked a bit about, the time saving of what goes on with a 2-hour design sprint. So ultimately, time saving and cost saving really are tied together. So a lot of these methods that organization or professionals spend, you could spend hours really trying to understand a problem and be able to come up with a solution. And sometimes when you have that amount of time, what you're doing is you're coming up with a solution instead of getting it in front of customers to see what they think. So before I got to this process, I had run a number of user experience projects and solutions for a few Fortune 100 and 500 companies where we would spend months to years packaging up this problem only to get it in front of customers and find out it's a couple years behind what everyone else is doing. So, in the space, whether you're in technology or you have another business or you're a teacher, if you wait to get what you're doing in front of your customers or your students or whoever that end user may be, you're missing out on that opportunity to find out whether they're going to use it. So with this process, really the biggest advantage is you are literally able to come up with a concept at the end of the 2 hours and get it in front of your users and get immediate feedback and understand what direction you want to go next. You could implement it. You could spend more time researching it. So that's really what the focus of that advantage is time saving, cost saving, and it allows you to iterate with innovation very quickly.
Certainly a winning solution, no doubt about that. Today we're speaking with Teresa Kane, who is an author, speaker, entrepreneur, and technology executive with over 15 years overseeing global product and user experience teams. She's also the author of Solving Problems in 2 Hours. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what are some of the collaborative tools used for design sprints? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so that's a really great question. So I talked a bit about how, I've developed this process during the COVID pandemic. So that was a time when 100% of teams, at least in the technology space, were remote. And I actually have folks in Australia, the UK, really all over the US as well. And so one of the tools that I've been using for years and I've adapted for this process is a collaborative whiteboard tool called Figma FigJam. And I actually have a free template out on the Figma FigJam community called 2 Hour Design Sprints that's specifically for this model. And ultimately, what this tool allows you to do is be able to collaborate right there in front of others. So if you think of a time before the pandemic with many technology organizations, you're sitting in a room crammed with multiple folks and you're kind of brainstorming and writing on the whiteboard. So this collaborative tool really allows everyone, no matter where they're located, to be able to collaborate either during that 2 hour design sprint or asynchronously in really solving and executing on a problem. And I usually combine that with Zoom or Teams or another tool as well, but it works really well from a collaborative standpoint.
Certainly do appreciate the feedback on that as well. Now, how can entrepreneurs accelerate solutions for their clients? Who wouldn't want to know more about that?
Yeah, so let's talk about the benefits and value of it and how you get that going. So ultimately, typically, how design sprints were done when they were 5 days or, the concept of design thinking, you weren't really elaborating or understanding a problem more than 1 to 3 times a year, maybe 5 times, depending your budget as an organization, because, again, this would cost over $100,000 between either hiring a third party consultant or the time it would take to get everyone from a stakeholder standpoint together. And so how this process is really allowing you to accelerate that along with the revenue is, at my organization, we actually are running anywhere from 20 to 40 2 hour design sprints per year. And it really comes down to the metrics. So even during the COVID-19 pandemic at TrevyPay, we have seen an increase of user adoption over 300% on our portals and a revenue growth of 30% on those same programs. And so our focus to user experience and really using this method to develop new features has really allowed us to accelerate that revenue, accelerate the user adoption, and then also get buy-in with stakeholders both inside the organization and outside of that. So taking that model down to entrepreneurs, usually from a startup standpoint, which I work with a number of startups per year, I sit on the board of a startup as well that's focused in project management and portfolio strategy called DevStride. And ultimately, you're able to, again, do this rapid prototyping with the ability to push these features out to customers so you can start increasing your monthly SaaS revenue or whatever model you have much faster than your other startups.
Well, I got to say, it's pretty awesome and impressive what you have here. And again, we thank you for joining us here today. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word or a takeaway or anything else you'd like to make mention in form of a tip, that would be great.
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway is a lot of organizations are, either scared to try new concepts or they don't have, the time or resources to do so. And so we live in a time period, especially in tech, where there are layoffs happening every day. I've seen a lot of downsizing happening with friends, with many organizations I've worked with over the years. And ultimately, a process like this in which you're able to utilize 2 hour design sprints and solving problems in 2 hours, you're able to try something that's not going to be cost prohibitive at a time when a lot of organizations are really being a little more risk averse at the moment, not knowing what's going to happen with the economy, and then kind of seeing the surge of layoffs going on. So I think the biggest takeaway is, you know, what do you have to lose? It's a 2-hour process. And if you want to give it a try, you can find my book on Amazon, Solving Problems in 2 Hours, or check out my course on udemy.com.
Very good. And of course, if listeners wanted to get more information on yourself or to get more information on the book, where is the best place to do so?
Yeah, so the book is available on Amazon. It's also available in bookstores as well, but Amazon seems to be the favorite location. I've also got a course on Udemy, and you can always connect with me on LinkedIn or go to my website, 2hourdesignsprints.com.
Easy enough, and we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast to aid the audience and for their convenience. Teresa, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Teresa Kane, who is an author, speaker, entrepreneur, and technology executive with over 15 years overseeing global product and user experience teams. She's the author of Solving Problems in 2 Hours. And for all the details, simply visit 2hourdesignsprints.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.